It's now 7 minutes to seven. 60 young people from across the Commonwealth will receive a new award from the Queen today in a ceremony at Buckingham Palace. They're called the Queen's Young Leaders Awards,
others,
and they're given to people between 18 and 29 who've changed the lives of others.
One of them is PJ Cole,
who was running schools in Sierra in that people didn't take it seriously.
Yes, so Ebola hit and we found that a state of emergency was declared, but people in the country did not really take seriously that the virus was out there. They felt that there was something out there killing people, but did not know what it was. And we decided to do a mini education program for the young people in our home. And that's when we realized that people did not believe Ebola was real. And these are young men and that were in university, so quite educated people. And so we took a step back and then decided to create an education program, which we then delivered to our young people, and found that by the end of the program, they were able to realize that Ebola was real and had a shift in their mindset. And so that got us thinking, okay, this must be a bigger issue. So we decided to meet with community elders, to meet with religious leaders, and then design a program that we rolled up across Freetown, and that has managed to help over 70,000 people.
Because the significant thing is the people that you were teaching trusted you,
yes.
So believed you,
yes.
And they didn't trust the government. They thought that this was something that was cooked up.
Yes, that was the big change. And so we noticed that the element was trust. So what we tried to do was gain the trust of those leaders in those communities. We worked with local chiefs. We worked with imams, with pastors, and just made sure that we were invited. We weren't just another voice shouting across and having an argument, but we were invited into people's halls and ministries, and then we're able to kind of share with them what we've learned and give them opportunity to ask questions.
I mean, your own story is quite extraordinary, really, because it was your father, I think it was you and your father, who set these schools up when you were very young.
Yes, yeah, so moved by the plight of child soldiers in Sierra Leone in 1996. It was my parents, actually, with in partnership with an organization called a UK-based charity called Lifeline Network International, that decided to start rescuing child soldiers and invite them into our home. And so over the years, we were able to work with over 800 young people. And
you were involved, as I understand it, you were 13, you were teaching the
yes,
school.
Yes, yes.
But you came here and your yes. plan was to be a corporate lawyer in the UK. You trained as a lawyer here.
Yes.
But something took you back. What was that?
So in 2012, I was asked to go and help with the restructure. The head of Lifeline Network asked me to go and help with the restructure in country because I kind of had a unique knowledge of the charity. And it was during that that I just couldn't leave again. I just couldn't break away because I felt that Sierra Leone needed to be rebuilt, and we, the young people, had a part to play in that. And so after the restructure, I got asked if I could head the work there. And so since 2012, I've been working and leading the team of former child soldiers who I kind of grew up with.
PJ Cole, thanks very much.
Thank you.